This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bulletin Edition for Week 4, Bucks at Patriots. The Bucks Bulletin is the brainchild of Brandon Legal Group. Longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including this weekend, sold out Todd Wright Tour XXXVI at Plantation Palms Golf Club. Brandon Legal Group, full service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. Whether you have a need for family law, divorce, or insert your own legal need here, Brandon Legal Group is a full service law firm. Again, anywhere in the Tampa Bay area, home office is in Brandon, been there many times for golf purposes, picking up prizes that Brandon Legal Group often supplies for Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, but they service the greater Tampa Bay area. Request a free consult by going to brandonlegalgroup.com or by calling 844-4BLG-4ME, brandonlegalgroup.com or 844-4BLG-4ME, Brandon Legal Group. Bucks Bulletin this week. Let's first look at the Bucks side of things. And for those of you who may have a concern that if there's anyone who knows how to, from a scheme standpoint, limit Tom Brady, it would be Bill Belichick. Just know that the experts in Vegas have a rather high point total on this game, and it certainly wouldn't be anything about the New England offense that suggests that. The Bucks have been bet up at the time of our taping to a 7-point favorite on the road at New England, and the total is just under 50. So it's not one of the two or three biggest totals of NFL Week 4, but it's up there. It's above average at 49 the last time I saw the total as it relates to Bucks and Patriots. Tom Brady, if you drafted him to be your QB1, he's been very good as your QB1. He was a top four quarterback in my 21st century standard scoring settings last week. The quarterback sneak helped. The garbage touchdown late helped. But that's all part of fantasy football. Brady is delivering as a QB1. As I've compared Rob Gronkowski since counting the Super Bowl and the first two games of 2021, with two touchdowns in each of those three games, he was a hot craps table and you couldn't leave until he crapped out. Yeah, he crapped out against the Rams because they beat the living daylights out of him. And he didn't practice on Wednesday due to bad ribs, although the x-rays came back negative on those ribs. Gronk's going to play in this game. Gronk wants to score in this game. I think you have to expect Gronkowski to deliver you some points in this particular game for the same reasons that Tom Brady has to play well in a return to New England on Sunday Night Football, especially coming off a loss. Now that the Buccaneers are in a position where, you know, that number one seed and home field advantage throughout and the bye is now something they're chasing because they're technically a game and a half behind the LA Rams. So Gronk still holds his value, but keep checking status on his injury. As of the time of our taping, it certainly feels like he will play and will certainly play in red zone situations. As far as Chris Godwin and Mike Evans are concerned, Godwin's been the better guy through three games with 19 receptions, two touchdowns. Evans, 16 receptions, two touchdowns. The targets, for what that's worth, are identical at 25. Evans clearly was frustrated by some things in the Rams game, but both Godwin and Evans, simply because of Tom Brady's fast start and the Buccaneers being a winning team, it took a terrific team like them, like the Rams, to beat them. Godwin and Evans hold their wide receiver one value for you. Godwin did click in the top, 12 in my scoring settings for wide receivers last week. Antonio Brown comes off the COVID list. That's the report for Thursday, barring any other distractions or anything else related to Antonio Brown, which of course he's dealt with in the past, but not so much in Tampa Bay. Brown had that long touchdown catch in the Dallas game. Not much since. So a bounce back opportunity for Brown. And I'm sure he wants to prop up what Tom Brady is doing in Brady's return to New England. I own Antonio Brown and am playing him as my wide receiver tight end flex in one of my leagues this weekend. Ronald Jones, you can't be playing him at this point. NBC Sports Edge says you can probably cut him at this point. Gio Bernard may carry some value. Now, he carries a questionable tag because he was injured on that scoring touchdown late in the Rams game. But as long as Bernard is active, it means he's going to play. Until further notice, he looks like the Bucs' other back other than Leonard Fournette. And he seems to be evolving into a James White-type player for Tom Brady, which means potential fantasy value for Giovanni Bernard. So I think he may be worth rostering as long as you know he's healthy in this game. I don't know if you play him in this game. He may score. He may have five or six receptions in this game. I'm just saying that for the first time really all year, you can make a case that Bernard is worth rostering as a running back. Leonard Fournette, I understand if you're playing him, but still he, let's see, his total touches through 3 weeks, not bad. 24 rushing attempts and 12 receptions. So that's 12 touches a week. That's decent. I'd say it's about average. Has he scored at all? No, he hasn't scored yet. So that's holding him back a little bit. But I understand if you're playing Fournette, if you've been playing him all along as a starting running back, especially with the lack of snaps for Ronald Jones, Fournette seems to be getting enough to merit you keeping him in the starting lineup. From a New England standpoint, their offense has been middling. One scouting report I was told about Mac Jones before the draft basically said, Mac Jones makes all the easy throws. And those are tougher to come by in the National Football League. And so far, Jones is not delivering any sort of fantasy value as a quarterback. Granted, the Bucs defense has given up a lot via the air. First Dak, then Matt Ryan, then, of course, Matt Stafford. Be too much of a leap of faith for you to perhaps add Mac Jones this week and then play him against the Buccaneers in this spot. He still has a way to go before he's fantasy starting quarterback material. Kendrick Bourne flashed last week, got into the top 10 of wide receivers in my scoring settings. It's a risky play. I'd say it's more of a daily play because of the bargain price you would get than someone. You may have picked him up this week if you were looking for a wide receiver and you saw the numbers last week just because he's, total. I mean, his receptions are still well behind Jacoby Myers through 3 weeks. Jacoby Myers has 19 catches. Aguilar has 10. Hunter Henry has 10. Jonnu Smith has 10. Bourne 9, 123, and a touchdown. So I don't really think any. I mean, I guess if you've been playing Jacoby Myers, the target share is almost 10 per game. So I think really of the pass catchers for New England, Jacoby Myers through 3 weeks has shown, and there's nothing on his injury status, and James White is out for this game, so that's one less target for Mac Jones. I'd say Myers is more of a start than Bourne, although if you're playing the hot hand and for some reason you had an injury at the wide receiver position and you picked up Bourne, then I guess you could make a case to try to chase points with Bourne. 2 weeks in a row against the Buccaneers secondary. Damian Harris, just not really getting it done. He's averaging, in my 21st century standard scoring settings, under 8 points per game. He has touched the ball 50 times through three games, but not a lot to show for it. Just one rushing touchdown, and five of those touches are are of the receiving variety. Brandon Bolden had a very high snap count last week. I still only see him rostered on 2% of Yahoo leagues. You can keep an eye on other Patriot running backs. Perhaps the Patriots here in the next few weeks are going to trade for a running back, whether that's Marlon Mack, who is openly on the trade market, or Ronald Jones. I keep thinking at some point Bruce Arians is just going to walk into Jason Light's office and say, find me a trade partner for Ronald Jones. I just don't want him here anymore. That could be New England. Jason Light can easily make calls to Bill Belichick and make deals. So I don't know that New England has settled their running back situation yet. If you have been starting Damian Harris, especially with the nature of how difficult it is to run against the Buccaneers, even though Sony Michel had some success last week, that was an optimistic sign for Sony Michel owners like me. You're not playing Damian Harris in this game. And I don't see much value in either Hunter Henry or Jonnu Smith, but Hunter Henry, if you had to pick one, would probably be the New New England tight end that you would want to play if you're in an outdated mandatory tight end start league. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Bucks Bolton, is presented by Brandon Legal Group. Call anytime for a free consult, 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, or visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Remember, exclusive for podcast listeners, I'm happy to answer your fantasy football questions at Todd Wright Fantasy Football @gmail.com.